Good evening, this is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Ningninam Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Chumukedima hosts regional workshop on public health and water sanitation and hygiene for Northeast states. Rural Development Minister Metsubo Jamir calls for tailored strategies for Northeast growth. Director General of Police Rupin Sharma stresses on significance of unity and professionalism within Nagaland Police Service. And State Health Department launches mobile medical unit for Kiffre District. Now the news in detail. A regional workshop on public health and water sanitation and hygiene for the Northeast states was held at Chumukedima today by Niti Aayog. Addressing the event, PHED Minister Jacob Jumomi highlighted the success of the Jal Jeevan Mission in Nagaland, noting that 3,37,498 rural households, or more than 90%, have received functional household tap connections so far.
So in Nagaland, we have 1,548 habitations, villages, with a household of 3,76,000 households. So out of 3,76,000 rural households, we have completed 3,37,000 households. So the remaining 26,000, we target to complete it by this quarter.
Noting that Kiffre, which is an aspirational district, has achieved 100% household coverage with tap water connections for all 14,991 households, Mr. Jumomi announced plans to certify it as a Har Ghar Jal district. He highlighted growing concerns about depletion of water sources, exacerbated by both natural and human factors. On Swachh Bharat Mission, Jumomi said, Nagaland has achieved open defecation-free status in 922 out of 1,425 villages. He further outlined plans for 2025-26, including providing management systems for solid waste in 549 villages, grey water in 518 villages, plastic waste in 16 blocks, and fecal sludge in 6 blocks. Meanwhile, Minister of Rural Development Metsubo Jamir urged the central government and Niti Aayog to consider a tailored approach for the Northeast region, given the region's unique social structure and topography.
Bottlenecks such as lack of adequate infrastructural facilities, poor resources base and general lack of technical know-how has handicapped the Northeast region and in particular my state in the developmental process, consequently hampering the goal to achieve the desired level of all-round development, especially in the rural areas. The main impediment is the stiffness in the guidelines prescribed under the various CSS programs, and unless this aspect is considered for evolving a more realistic guidelines based on ground realities and the local needs of the region, meaningful progress and development as it is happening in other parts of the country can be difficult here.
Mr. Jamir also proposed merging of tight and untight finance commission grants to provide more flexible financial support for grassroots level projects in the region. The Mobile Medical Unit, MMU, for Kiffre District was launched today during a program at Directorate of Health and Family Welfare in Kohima. Speaking at the event, Principal Director, Health and Family Welfare, Dr. E. Motsutang Paton, said MMUs aim to reach populations living in remote and difficult areas, as well as communities cut off from the main health services. He said there are 11 functional MMUs across the state, and each MMU are required to conduct at least 12 camps in a month. Mr. Paton expressed hope that the launch of MMU and social protection intervention will play a vital role in addressing the health challenges and upliftment of the community. Nagaland Director General of Police Rupin Sharma today stressed on the significance of unity and professionalism within the Nagaland Police Service, NPS. Terming NPS as the backbone of the state's governance, he warned that any weakness in its structure would lead to instability and hinder effective administration. He was speaking at the 52nd General Conference of Nagaland Police Service Association in Chumukedima.
Nagaland Police Service is the backbone of Nagaland Police. Nagaland Police can only be as strong as the backbone. If the backbone is weak, we will not be able to stand up to any difficulty to anyone. I have not seen any signs of the backbone being weak, but there is definitely a lot of scope for improving.
Mr. Sharma called for improved coordination among officers to enhance the system's functionality. He urged officers to actively engage with senior officials at the police headquarters in Kohima to enable collective feedback for better decision-making. He also urged unit commanders and officers to take full responsibility for their roles, stressing the need for better utilization of manpower to strengthen the police force. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. 30 students have been selected to compete in the state rounds of Viksit Bharat Youth Parliament. The event will take place tomorrow at the State Assembly Secretariat in Kohima. Nagaland Legislative Assembly Secretariat has announced that the students will compete on two themes: 75 years of the Indian Constitution, a journey of rights, duties and progress, and the 11th Sankalp of Samvidhan Divas, a pledge to strengthen India's constitutional values. The Dipupar police station has registered a case in connection with the fatal road accident that occurred in the wee hours yesterday on National Highway 29 near Fifth Mile. The accident, which resulted in the death of senior football coach and William Koso and injuries to several others, followed a series of collisions when a Mahindra Bolero, driven by an unidentified person, rear-ended a stationary Thar. It also involved an Omni van, a scooty and a motorbike. Police said all involved vehicles have been seized and held at the traffic control in Chumukedima. An investigation is ongoing. Ministry of Home Affairs (MHA) has warned on the improper use of the state emblem of India, emphasizing that its design, as outlined in the State Emblem of India Prohibition of Improper Use Act 2005, must be adhered to. The emblem, derived from the Sarnath lion capital of Ashoka, includes three lions, a Dharma chakra, a bull, a galloping horse, and the motto Satyameva Jayate in Devanagari script below the lion capital's profile. The MHA noted that several government agencies have been incorrectly using the emblem, omitting the motto or displaying an incomplete version that violates the act. The ministry highlighted that unauthorized use of the emblem by individuals or agencies on stationery, vehicles or other materials is prohibited. It urged all authorized government bodies to ensure that the complete state emblem, including the motto Satyameva Jayate, is used in compliance with the 2005 Act. The ministry also called for strict action against officials and organizations violating these regulations. A team of 11 media persons from Nagaland are on an exposure tour to Shillong and Guwahati. Sponsored by the Department of Information and Public Relations, the team is led by Deputy Director DIPR S. Hong P. Konyak and includes representations from Kohima, Dimapur and Mokokchung press clubs and DIPR officials. During an interaction with members of Shillong Press Club today, the two sides shared views on the mode of journalist pension scheme and other welfare packages. The members agreed to maintain good relations and strengthen each other in media-related activities. India Meteorological Department (IMD) recently commemorated World Meteorological Organization (WMO) Day at Dimapur Government College. Addressing the event, Head of Meteorological Center (MC) Kohima, Nalnish Kumar Chaudhary, highlighted the role of WMO and IMD towards global and national efforts to enhance accuracy of weather forecasting. Highlighting services currently provided by MC Kohima, including 3 hours nowcasting and district-wise rain and severe weather forecast, he shared future plans of block-level rain forecasting and weather warning, increasing observational network to various districts, and installing X-band Doppler weather radar at the college. Mr. Chaudhary said these increased facilities will enhance forecasting and nowcasting capabilities. The program included demonstration of various instruments. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Chumukedima hosts regional workshop on public health and water sanitation and hygiene for Northeast states. Rural Development Minister Metsubo Jamir calls for tailored strategies for Northeast growth. Director General of Police Rupin Sharma stresses on significance of unity and professionalism within Nagaland Police Service. And State Health Department launches mobile medical unit for Kiffre District. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.